Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute. And again, there is a telephone contact number for him, which we will give out once more before the show ends, probably two or three more times. You can also find the website at familyresearchinst.org. That's familyresearchinst.org. And among many other things, Dr. Cameron has recently endorsed Alan Stang's book on the infiltration of the Republican Party. The Republican Party by the radical gay movement, going all the way back to the original Ronald Reagan gubernatorial administration in 1960s California. Alan's been on my show twice, and his new book is entitled Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush? That book, by the way, is essential reading, and I wanted to thank Alan Stang for sending me a gratis copy of that in the mail a few days ago. It is incredible reading and entirely factual, and as I mentioned when Alan's been my guest, he did the original seminal work in the investigation of the George Wallace shooting in May of 1972 in Laurel, Maryland. Back now with Dr. Cameron. Paul, what has been your reception on the part of some of your colleagues in the Protestant evangelical right, the folks that you rub shoulders with politically and culturally and so forth and theologically? How do they receive your research and your information? And to what extent has some of this become a point of controversy within the Christian religious right over what their exact position should be on this subject?
Well, that's a broad question.
Yeah, I know it is. Go ahead. Talk for an hour.
part of what's going on in the religious right or evangelicalism is how far to accommodate homosexuality. If you go back into what happened in Holland at the beginning of last century through the 1920s and 30s. As psychiatry got accepted by the church started to lose its distaste and censorship of homosexuality. After all, a disproportionate number of clients who come to psychiatrists and psychologists are practicing homosexuals. So, from the psychiatric position, the point of view, these poor people were being discriminated against by the church. These poor people were being victimized by rules laid down by people interpreting Paul and Moses and so forth as condemning what they did. But these poor people had needs, they loved, etc. So right now, in the United States, we see the same thing within evangelicalism. We see quite a few groups, like Focus on the Family, is adopting the position that the major response to the homosexual movement should be to try and cure or convert individual homosexuals. So we have a situation in which last year, Focus on the Family here in Colorado endorsed what they called reciprocal beneficiary agreements. That is, they were very upfront about this. They said to stop gay marriage, let's give gays about half of the benefits associated with marriage.
We'll be back with Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute and Mark Dankoff's America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll have an extended segment when we come back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute joins us this morning. I have sent out, by the way, a detailed show description of what we have chatted about today, along with the relevant URLs, to a lot of contacts around the country who hopefully will be listening to this broadcast through the archive. You can always access the archive at republicbroadcasting.org. And I find that many, many times people that are not able to listen to this show live will listen to it later on and subsequently distribute it around the country and around the world. I'm still hearing from people as of the last two or three days in regard to shows that took place 2 months ago. So that's the way that this thing plays out. And I am hopeful that as people research Dr. Cameron's name on Google, that at some point this particular broadcast will creep into the top 10 of Google as a counterweight to some of the stuff that's there that is not factual in any way, shape, or form where this fine gentleman is concerned. Dr. Cameron, before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the internal divisions and debates within Protestant evangelicalism on this whole subject of homosexuality and how to deal with it. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I was mentioning that last year's focus on the family was among the groups. But the major, it's the 800-pound gorilla in the family values end of things. It was promoting reciprocal beneficiaries. And by the way, this would give gay couples about half, depending on how you cut it, of the benefits of marriage. Here in this state, homosexuals rejected. They thanked Focus on the Family for their offer, but they said it wasn't enough. They went for the enchilada. They sort of got it, but then the voters turned it down later in the fall.
Well, Focus However, on the Family has apparently never heard of the doctrine of incrementalism, which is where the radical left has used the whole methodology of incrementalism to eventually achieve in a week or 6 months or 10 years what they can't get in one shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
This last week, I'm struggling with the fact that Focus on the Family has become, to my knowledge, only the second Christian group to openly donate to one of these AIDS rides for an AIDS group in southern Colorado. A small amount of money, $1,000, but still, this AIDS group in southern Colorado gets about $1 million, most of it from the feds and the state government, to treat people and care for people with AIDS. Not surprisingly, all across the nation, those who man these organizations are, generally speaking, homosexuals. So in other words, the federal government, because of the AIDS crisis, is providing financial support, a job, for people who use that job to propagandize in favor of homosexuality and also to pay the phone bills and food costs and sometimes medication costs and so forth of people who have HIV or AIDS. Notice the specialness associated with AIDS and the like. No other disease is treated this way, and no other group of people who have basically brought and spread a disease to our shores have been rewarded so lavishly. Nonetheless, Focus on the Family is just donated to this. And you see a kind of a pattern here. Focus, and I've talked with a number of their representatives, and they say we want to be seeker-friendly. We want we run Love One Out conferences. We invite people who engage in homosexuality and are troubled by it to come, and we try to persuade them to become Christians and to abandon homosexual activity. And dozens of them do, and it works pretty well, and we just want to show gays that we're nice guys. Well, I don't know where you are on this. I suspect you are where I am. That is,
I'm not a nice guy.
This is not a question of being nice. It's taking Focus on the Family has a certain status. It's well known. It's a Christian organization. Should Christians donate to a flagrantly pro-homosexual, as long as you put on a condom, you can do anything you want sexually, a kind of an organization? Yes, about 9 cents out of every dollar that's donated goes for phone bills and food and medication and so forth with those with HIV. And yes, not everybody who has HIV is a gay, but most are. It's about two-thirds, and here in Colorado, it's about 80%. Gee whiz, if Christians already, as I see it, are being flummoxed and being robbed, being made by the federal and state governments to give special amounts of money to the homosexual cause because of AIDS, why should Christians be taxed further by having Christian organizations like Focus on the Family or various church bodies or whatever do more? And so you can tell my point of view. My point of view is we've got to look at this thing socially, like Paul did, like Moses did, like I don't think you'll see in the statements of Jesus explicit society comes first. That wasn't, I don't think, his message, but Paul is pretty clear about this. Peter is pretty clear about this. Moses is very clear about this. And that's the point of view from which the Christian church ought to try and influence society. What's good for the great majority of people, and you don't want to support something that injures society as a whole. Let me bring up a fact, a very pregnant, or in this case, a non-pregnant fact about what's happening to Europe. The latest figures released by the EU are that Europe is now producing 1.37 children per woman. You say, well, gee, that's a statistic. Who cares? What are we talking about here? It takes 2.1 children per woman, married, unmarried, whatever, for a society to maintain its population. Europe is dying. Europe has drunk deeply at the sexual liberation cup. It has gay marriage. It has operations for people who are uncomfortable with their sex. It has acceptance of homosexuality and imprisonment or fining of people who don't accept homosexuality. It has untrammeled access, generally speaking, to abortion. Europe has said adults and their sexual needs come first. Well, something's wrong with this picture. When you advance that kind of a social agenda, suddenly the birth rate starts to collapse. And while you may have fun now for a season, in the long run, all of us need to have children coming behind us in order for us to even die a decent death, much less to have a vibrant society.
What we're looking at here, it seems to me, as you outline it for us, Dr. Cameron, is a situation where homosexuality, abortion on demand, and the zero population growth crowd, just to name three, have produced what in a larger sense can be seen as a culture of death, and that what we're speaking of here gets back to the original point you made on the show, and that is that we're speaking about the demise of Western civilization when we talk about this.
Absolutely. And now we are a very sophisticated society. When Moses was singing his song in Deuteronomy 32, I don't think they had any demographic statistics. I don't think they had hardly any idea how many people lived or died where homosexuality flourished. Now we do. Now we have excellent statistics. And Europe is literally looking at that birth rate. It means in 35 years, Europe is going to have about half the number of people. Let me say that again. In about 35 years, Europe is going to have about half the number of people. And what does that mean? That means there are going to be a ton of older people, very few young people. What are the old people going to live on? Today? Fine. We're rich. Europe's rich. We can afford it all. We can do whatever we want. It's great. But the future is coming. If you live 20 years, you're going to see Europe, individual countries worse than others. Italy's in terrible shape. Croatia's in terrible shape. Russia's in terrible shape. Russia's trying to growl like a bear today, and surely it can. But Russia's going to be about half its current size in between 35 and 40 years. They're not going to be able to field an army worth squat. They're not going to be able to feed themselves. They're not going to be able to take care of their older. They're going to collapse. And the United States, as we speak, is okay. We're at about 2.1, 2.0, somewhere in there. Can't we, shouldn't we, look across the pond at Europe and say, they swallowed the Kool-Aid, the sexual Kool-Aid. Why should we?
Exactly. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5555. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute. Dr. Cameron, among many other things, has endorsed Alan Stang's new book. Alan's been on the show twice now. That book is entitled Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush? And what Alan Stang does is he goes back and exposes the infiltration of the Republican Party by the radical gay movement, going all the way back to the original Reagan administration in 1960s California. And Dr. Cameron endorsed that book, and Paul Cameron's own website is to be found at familyresearchinst.org. That's www.familyresearchinst.org. Paul, do you think that we're dealing with a situation here where the sort of thing that is going on with Focus on the Family, however well-intended, is, and I think it is well-intended, I think it's rooted in an honest desire, as near as I can tell, to express the love of Christ, and that's legitimate, but I think the love of Christ cannot be separated from a proclamation of the truth. It seems to me that you certainly understand that you have to proclaim the truth in love. And to the extent that maybe focus on the family has made a serious error here, is that an indication of a larger erosion of a commitment to truth on the part of Protestant evangelicals, not simply where the issue of homosexuality is concerned, but on a whole host of other social and political and cultural and theological issues as well? Have we begun to lose our theological muscle?
To a degree, I think so. I'm more an expert in the area of homosexuality, and I guess I would see it as somewhat of a model of what is occurring. That is, if you look at it from an individual standpoint, every one of us tells a good story. Every one of us. You have to be almost a dunce not to be able to do so. And if you talk to murderers, and I've talked to, I think, six in my life, I have to admit that every time I walked away from talking to a murderer, I felt a certain twinge of compassion. I almost saw their point of view. I could understand what they did. The same is true with people who engage in homosexuality. Same deal. Or molest children. Or you can go down the line. Every one of us has our reasons. And the mind is, terribly deceitful? We can figure out a reason for just about any bad thing we do. If you approach life from, let's listen to people, which is what we're doing on the Oprah Winfrey and these kinds of shows. Listen to the man who, when his son leaves, has sex with his son's wife. They love one another. They care for one another. Blah, 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 blah. You can see why a society that takes this kind of thinking seriously would change. And those changes are not just going to be in what they watch on TV. They're going to be how they look at Scripture. They're going to be how they think theologically. And I think that's what's occurring. In homosexual activity, if you look at it from the person's individual standpoint, he enjoys this. He loves the seven or eight people he has sex with, or the one person he has sex with for the last month, or whatever it is. If love trumps every other consideration, and we hear that often from various preachers and theologians, well, then this is just a different way to love. And, of course, there are all kinds of other different ways to love. You might have seven or eight wives or whatever. And in that kind of an intellectual bias, you can see where we would say, well, Paul's being pretty harsh here in Romans 1. But I know Joe here, and I've talked to him, or I've talked to Mabel, and she has a really good story. It gets down to who are you going to believe? Who are you going to obey? You going to believe yourself? You going to believe this touching story that people almost always can tell? Or are you going to believe the Bible? Are you going to believe Revelation? Are you going to try as best you can? Sometimes it's difficult to know exactly how to apply whatever the principle might be. But the Christian church has looked at homosexuality. And recall that down through the centuries, as soon as our ancestors had a chance, they made it illegal. They made it vigorously illegal. And they discouraged people from doing it by putting affixing a capital punishment to it. When you do that, fewer people get emboldened to try. Here in the United States, and in Europe, and in Canada, we are now, in many, many school districts, telling kids, we're going to talk about sex. And we talk about homosexuality in an improving way. We'll get back to
that. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute. Stay tuned.
liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach?
Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness
using right frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute. You will not be disappointed in reading the things that he has to say about this whole subject of homosexuality. The research is impeccable, the analysis is sound, and it seems to me that what Paul brings to the mix here is integrity, a biblical worldview, and also the sound psychological perspective as one who is a practicing psychologist. You can read his work at www.familyresearchinst.org. That's www.familyresearchinst.org. Paul, before the break, we were talking about just a little bit of this whole business of how people are viewing homosexuality differently today. Back in the late 1980s, I was a district chairman in the Republican Party in King County, Seattle. I was pastoring a Lutheran church and also was occasionally on KGNW in Seattle, AM 82. And at that time, a young woman who was one of my precinct committee officers in the 36th Legislative District there in King County came up to me at the county convention of the Republican Party, and she said, "Pastor, are you aware of what is going on with the promotion of homosexuality in our public school system?" And at that time, I had to honestly say, no, I don't know very much because I don't have children. Now, this lady was in her, I would say at that time, she was in her mid to late 30s. Very, very nice lady, but by her own admission, not a Christian. But she had a 10-year-old daughter who, at that juncture, who in the fifth grade was being presented with materials on homosexuality that were just beyond description. It was not only the wrong perspective morally and theologically, from my point of view, but it was getting into some of the details of things as it related to sexual matters that children should not be exposed to at that juncture in their lives, in my view, even if it's normal heterosexual activity. And here this young lady was, 10-year-old girl, being shown things in the Seattle public school system that involved these specific sexual details of what goes on between these men or between these women. Isn't this a part of a larger propagandizing effort to bring the agenda into full-blown acceptance?
Well, absolutely. And it's a proceeding apace, too. Christianity, when it had power in the empire, the Roman Empire, made this a capital offense. Now, what effect it had, I'm sure, was to dampen homosexuality. Murder is a capital offense. We still have murder. And if you make homosexual activity a capital offense, you'll still have homosexuality. But it will dampen it. That's about all the law can do. In the United States today, we are, as you just pointed out, even more so, treating homosexuality, heterosexuality, bisexuality, whatever sexuality, all as equal. It depends on what you find interesting. And if you allow this kind of whatever, take a look at all, give it a little try. You never know. It might turn you on. You might really enjoy it. That's true. If every child in America will try homosexual activity just once, I can guarantee you that somewhere in the vicinity of 20 or 30% will mess with it more. That doesn't mean they'll become habitual homosexuals, but this can be fun. It's like drugs. It can be fun. And because it can be fun, and it can be addictive, it can be attractive, and it is injurious to the body of society as a whole, as well as the individuals who practice it, that's the reason we don't want our kids being told, it's all right, it's okay, give it a try. Think of all the things that we could say about sex that could be pleasant. Adults are listening to us. Think of the wide array of things that adults do sexually that could and are pleasant, pleasurable, really nice for some people. Do you want 10-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 16-year-olds told about this? I think not. They'll be adults someday. Hopefully they'll be married and having sex someday, and they'll do some of these things. Okay, in marriage, no sweat. I have no problem. But I do have a problem with the idea of empowering people, saying to kids, you're 10 now. You own your own body. What do you want to do? Forget about what your parents say. Forget about what your church says. Here are the various options. Look at this, kid. Look at this. Look at this. Hey, how about this one? What kind of madness are we placing on our children?
Well, and it's basically what I see as a recruitment for the narcissistic, anti-God, anti-Christ, death-style movement, Dr. Cameron, that you've fairly identified this morning as something that threatens the lives of not only individual people, but also threatens the lives of entire civilizations. We have a caller for Dr. Cameron. It's Hayden in Idaho. Go ahead, sir.
I'm trying to get FamilyResearchInstitute.org, and I get a fatal error. No matter how I try to get there, it will not let me go there.
Now, is this, excuse me, is this for FamilyResearchInst.org?
That's correct. Exactly what you gave me on the, and also I've, you know, looked it up on Google and Scroogle and so forth, and, you know, it gives me the same exact thing that you've given me, and it will not let me go there.
Well, I guess we'll have to, we get bombarded all the time. by folk who try to knock us off the web. So maybe they've succeeded again. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. I was unaware.
Yeah, appreciate your information. I'd like to know more.
You bet. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hayden.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say that this is not unusual, Paul, that for people who do the kinds of things that you do in the larger truth movement, who are as prominent as you are, that frequently they are targeted on the web by hackers and all sorts of things. So I would just urge people, again, to be patient and to continue to keep that URL, www.familyresearchinst.org, and at some point it'll be up and running again.
Hopefully today.
Yes. Yes.
You know how these things are. Obviously.
Well, Hayden's just given Paul just one other thing to do in his days that are consumed by 10,000 additional items. So this is the 10,001st thing now that Paul will undoubtedly address in the next 24 hours or so.
Right.
Sir, in terms of where we are then, when you start talking about this business of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old children being exposed to all kinds of overtly sexual things, I happen to be one who believes that this is not only evil and demonic and ill-advised and spiritually and psychologically injurious, but without sounding too paranoid in the air, it seems to me that this is a targeted attempt on the part of some people out there who want to really destroy the underpinnings of Western civilization. And on the basis of the statistics that you cite, just for Europe alone, they've largely succeeded.
Yes, it's not at all clear that Europe as a whole can recover. In other words, let's say that there was a revival right now sweeping across Europe. I don't know that they can pull out of this nosedive, literally. It takes a while to have a kid. It takes a while to raise a kid. And it takes two parents on average being married to do a predictably pretty good job of raising a kid. Could Europe recover? I don't think Russia could. I don't know that the Czech Republic could. We're looking at countries with glorious architecture, marvelous inventions, disappearing from the face of the earth. Or in this case, probably being taken over by Muslims who will inherit all the wealth that these folk have built up and created. I think, with you probably, that this is not, except here and there, a deliberate attempt to destroy society. I think this is a deliberate ignorance of what has happened before, what the total results of abandoning biblical Christian morality are, that Christianity works. Whether you believe it and want to be a Christian, at least the rules that it promulgates and the standards that it upholds work. It creates and sustains viable societies. The sexual revolution, as near as we can tell, always destroys. Yes, sex is fun. Yes, it would be great if you could do sexually anything you wanted with anyone at any time. Wouldn't that be great for you as an individual? It is terribly injurious to society as a whole. And it'll shorten your lifespan, and it'll make you personally much less happy. It turns out, on average, that those who do what God has said actually live better lives, they help other people, they help their society. I now have been married for, 47, 8, whatever these years. I have 11 grandkids. What a marvelous life I have, thanks to approximating the Christian way of doing things. As with you, I'm a sinner. I've not always made the right decision. I've not always done the right thing. I've done a lot of bad things. But I've approximated as best I could what God has said to do with your life. I'm blessed as a consequence. Think of all these dying homosexuals. Yes, here and there, I'm sure they had sexual fulfillment and fun. But in the aggregate, the bottom line is they don't live as long, they don't live as happy, they don't have as many interesting things happening in their lives. They're injuring society. Who wants to live on the earth and know that their existence is, for other people, a misfortune?
Yes. Well, that's exactly right. And tell me, Dr. Cameron, since you have looked at this not only academically and in terms of demographic research, you've looked at it theologically, then, of course, you are a psychologist, you are a counselor, you are, in the best sense of the word, I suppose, a healer of souls. When you are personally counseling someone caught up in this great tragedy, and they are coming to you seeking help, seeking deliverance, seeking some wisdom on this, what are the kinds of things that you share with them?
Well, at first I think the main thing for them to realize is that if they're looking at it just from their own standpoint, they're not looking at the picture they should be. They should be looking at what's good for society as well as them, because society, generally speaking, discriminates for people who are socially useful and discriminates against people who are socially injurious. And that part of the reason they're unhappy is, in their hearts, they know that what they're doing is hurting their fellow man. In their hearts, they know that they're not really, the sex may or may not be good, whatever, but they're not really getting fulfilled. And they know, at least those who come to you for counseling, realize that they're in trouble. But they usually have at least two motives in coming. One is, Doc, you're an expert. Cure me. Make it all magically go away. Just say some magic words or give me some excuse why I can blame other people and all these desires will disappear. Well, that's not going to happen. If they are to overcome this, it's going to be arduous. It's like people who are deep into an affair. It's hard to stop. But one has to first repent, so to speak, back away from the situation and get away from whatever you've been doing and anything associated with what you're doing, so that if they happen to be a Christian or if they happen to be a believer, through prayer and effort and struggle, they can remake their lives. And they have to change their lives. They have to, if they're involved in, let's say, going to gay bars and so forth, they cannot continue that. They have to stop going to gay bars. No, they cannot go there and try and convert their brothers and sisters. No way. Just stay away. And they have to remake a life in which they find other people, people of the opposite sex, to interact with. And they have to, in the back of their mind, say, I'm destined to become a married person. And that's my goal, to find a mate and to be responsible with my sexuality. Oftentimes, what you end up finding, and I think you've found this too, almost any pastor has, people want the cheap fix. They want the quick fix. They want to be able to say the magic prayer or read the book or whatever it is that will just transform them in a day or two. And that doesn't often happen. An awful lot of people are disappointed when they realize this is going to be hard work. And I don't see anything in the Bible or in the history of Christendom that says being a Christian is a snap. Just say a few prayers and everything will work out. Not that kind of a deal. Likewise, when you have a deep addiction, you're doing something really bad, such as drug addiction, being a drunk, engaging in homosexuality, it's going to take some time and great deal of effort on your part.
Yes, and a great deal of walking in the grace of God. And it seems to me that you, at least peripherally, if not centrally, are identifying what is a larger composite picture here. And that is, regardless of what the particular sin is, when we speak of some of the things that are involved in things like homosexuality, chronic sexual behavior that is not within the confines of marriage, drug addiction, alcoholism, all these different things, there begins to be this whole business of the complexity of the addictive personality and addictive behaviors and the way in which those things have to be addressed. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute. Stay tuned.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Mark Danfoss America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in the last couple of minutes of our conversation with Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute. Dr. Cameron can be found online at www.familyresearchinst.org. That's www.familyresearchinst.org. He has endorsed Alan Stang's new book about the homosexual infiltration of the Republican Party. Stang's book is entitled Not Holier Than Thou, How Queer is Bush? Alan sent me a copy of the new book. It is dynamite reading. Those of you who listen to Alan Stang on this show on several occasions in recent weeks know exactly what I'm talking about. We're in the last minute or two with Dr. Paul Cameron. Paul, what do you plan on pursuing here in the next week or 6 months or a year? Where is the direction of your own ministry going?
Well, we're going to be releasing two new sets of information. For instance, in a professional journal, a peer-reviewed journal, the first worldwide review of teacher-pupil sexual interaction. It turns out that Little Ireland has the highest rate of homosexual teacher-pupil sexual interaction, and that other smaller countries seem to have higher rates as indexed by LexisNexis, that is the news and wire service accounts of teachers being caught fiddling with their pupils. Here in the States, we have one of the lowest rates. But all across the world, on average, those who engage in homosexual activity, teachers who do so, account for just about half of all the molestations, all the sexual involvements with pupils.
In the last minute that we have, Paul, why does there seem to be such a proliferation of this sort of thing? I mean, I never heard of it. I'm sure it was out there, but I never heard of it when I was in school. Now we're reading about it all the time. What's going on here?
Well, if you make your society more sexual, if you empower your youth to make sexual decisions at 13, at 10, at who knows, maybe even 7, there are teachers out there who look upon these kids with more than just a kindly eye. And that's part of the problem. Some of what's going on here is we're unleashing forces that every society has difficulty controlling, and we're going to unleash a sexual whirlwind.
Yes, and this gets into, I suppose, the larger theological topic of the judgment of God. Historically, it seems to me that you can make a great case for the fact that both biblically and historically, God finally intervenes and allows something to happen to any society that promotes this sort of thing and that lives with it and that rejoices in it and that fails to repent. And that's our final word today. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been very privileged to have Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute on this show. You can again find that website at www.familyresearchinst.org. See you tomorrow, 7 a.m. sharp Central Time. God bless you.
It's true.